This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Happy Monday, my friends. Welcome to the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. This is called What's On Your Mind on the radio. We're right here on the radio. Manny, did you know we were on the radio?
Yeah.
That was something that was fairly obvious to you? Having been in the business? Kevin, how about you? Todd Mitchell, by the way, is off today. On the bus. All kinds of school plays, so... Kev is sitting in for him today. Were you aware that we're
on the radio?
On the radio, this is radio.
Yeah, we're on many.
Okay. It is National Radio Day, is why I'm messing with Manny and Kevin there today. National Radio Day today. So I don't know if we're supposed to say any more than that, because it looked like we're patting ourselves on the back. And I don't want to do that. No, can't do that.
Will there be pie or donuts or anything for the occasion? I'm wondering. To check the break.
Pie and donuts, you're saying, for us?
For us, yeah.
Yeah, to celebrate.
Celebrating radio.
I guess so, yeah. Anyway, do you have any good radio memories? Today's one of these days I have about 1,000 things I could talk about, and they're all swirling around in my head. One is radio. And the fact it's National Radio Day, and just great memories. Probably my best memory of radio, first of all, for those of you that don't know this, I grew up in the radio business. My parents were in the radio business. My dad just loved radio, just absolutely loved radio. Went to Brown Institute, wanted to do that. Started his radio career in Beloit, Wisconsin, and then Pipestone, Minnesota, then Laverne, Minnesota, then Montevideo, Minnesota, and kept going from there, and eventually to North Dakota. That's how I got to North Dakota. As a youngster. But I have a great love affair with radio as well, because I just grew up in it. I've been around it forever. But my greatest memory would have to be the time I took that switch on that old Harris Council and put it over to on. And it was like to the right was on, and the middle was off, and then to the left was what we call audition. So you're listening to something before it went on the air. But over to the right there, see, flip it on, and your mic was on. Light would come on, and there you go. The first time you flipped that over, I was 12 years old. That's right. Playing the Letterman and lots of other such music and different church programs. And on a Sunday morning, did that for a couple of years. Cut my teeth right there. So I have many, many great memories on the radio side. I really do. And, you know, all of them connect to listeners. That's the amazing thing. So what I love about radio is the passion I see from listeners about radio. So anyway, it's National Radio Day, and we can talk about that if you want. I also thought this Cara Mund situation deserves some discussion, especially since she's a North Dakotan, and no doubt many of you in our audience know her. She is in the middle of the eye of the storm a little bit right now, because she is speaking out about what she sees as poor leadership in the Miss America contest. She laid it out pretty extensively, given some examples of it in this letter that went to other Miss America contestants. Gretchen Carlson has now responded to all of that. What do you think is right there? What do you think is what's going on? Now, I talked to Phil Parker earlier, and Phil Parker does the morning show on KFYR 550, one of our fine four radio stations that bring you what's on your mind each and every day, the mothership, as we said. And so 550 K-Fire, Phil Parker in the morning, he has worked with Cara. He's you know, helped her and knew her before she was Miss America and getting ready for Miss America and all that. He just says, you know, you see her interact with people, and she couldn't be more kind. She's nice. He just said 100% believe she's saying what she's saying, because it needs to get out there. So, interestingly enough, but I wondered if the Gretchen Carlson thing changed your mind in any way, shape, and or form. The other thing I found rather interesting is the fact that, you know, she's doing this towards the end of her tenure, it seems to me, to try and improve the situation for others that come after her. But she still did it as Miss America, too, which gives it some stature. I don't know. I'm intrigued by it. I think it's interesting, and I'm curious what you think about it. And then the other one, and again, I guess I'm just touching on these in a quick way, and then you can decide if you want to talk about them, and I'll tell you what else we have coming up today on the program. But I was at Mass yesterday, and the sermon dealt with, partly, the situation with the Pennsylvania court case on all these priests that's come out and how they've all been named, and we know all the horrible things that they've done. And this is decades worth of this. I mean, I think the first case in that is the, you know, sometime in the 40s up through, like, was it the 80s or early 90s? So anyway, it's a lot. I mean, it's a lot. And, you know, I think, for one, I'm not afraid when people ask. We don't talk about it a lot, but if it comes up, people will ask me something here or there or the other thing about being part of the Catholic faith. And I don't know what this is, but it seems to me that people who are not of the Catholic faith instantly believe that anybody who is Catholic should have to defend the, you know, the wrongdoing of others. And I actually, there's no defending it. You can't. And it is awful, horrible. Here's what it is in a word, in my mind, evil. It really is evil. I want to throw up when I read these stories. I just want to throw up. You know, I mean, the one about putting crosses on the kids, they're the altar boys that, you know, that have been sort of assigned to some particular, you know, individual. But here's what I always say when I talk about this. First of all, blame the individual involved. Blame, and by the way, individual involved means not only the offending pedophile or, you know, sexual predator or deviant or, you know, criminal, whatever title fits, and blame anybody in leadership that knew about it, didn't do anything about it. In my mind, there's no penalty that ought not be appropriate for anybody in that category. That's first and foremost. But I want, in my mind, you know, if you read this really closely and see what's happened, not only in the Pennsylvania case, but in others before it, what word comes to mind more than anything? For me, it's evil. For me, it's flat out evil. Because it is. And it's awful. It really is. And there's a lot of reasons that we got here. That are complicated, but the bottom line is we ought to make it right to the extent it can be made right for those individuals. We ought to clean up the mess. And I think, honestly, there's been a lot of, Bishop Fuld, and I'm guessing Bishop Kagan as well, had a letter read to folks in churches over the weekend explaining the things that have been done, the safeguards that have been put in place. And I mean, I think the church finally got to a point of properly recognizing how bad this was and getting it right. And so I think going forward is bad. It's, you know, you don't hear anymore about these cases very often, thankfully. So, you know, a lot of these are decades old. Doesn't make it any better. But now being dealt with after having been covered up, that's terrible. It really is terrible. In my mind, it goes back to an era of loose screening. I mean, the church has a pretty rigorous process when you know invocation to and discerning to priesthood to make sure psychologically you are in a position to lead and care for. And you know, there was an era of loose screenings that looked the other way on some things and some acceptance, and it came home to roost in a big way. Thankfully, again, that's been fixed. You know, there also was bad advice over the years to the church to say, you know, if you do this, you can be reformed. Counseling will that's bad advice. It's not. And you know, to a fault, the church has unending mercy. Now you can have mercy and realize that somebody can be sorry for their sins, whatever they are, and be forgiven. But it doesn't mean when you do something criminal that you're not held responsible. you still have that. Mercy's for the soul, not for forgiving you in a way that allows you to skate free. Oh, it's just terrible. But I would just ask this. My only other comment on this, and again, these were a lot of things that I wanted to chat about today, and I'm throwing them all out there, and you can talk about you know, whatever it is. If, for instance, you're a regular churchgoer, and you say, I'm not going to church anymore because I can't believe that Pennsylvania deal. Now you're harming yourself. You don't go to church for them. You go to church for you. You know, don't take it out on thousands of years of teaching, of Jesus saying, hey, Peter, build this church on this rock. Please, for me, go to it. Do this. This is the Bible. Go. Don't take it out on the Bible. Don't take it out on the church. Take it out on human beings who've succumbed to evil. And if you're evil, where'd be the first place you'd start to try and spread more evil? Go to the church. And sadly, it worked because there's human beings in this world. All right, enough on that. More coming up. Don't go away.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. We're in the sauna section. Finleo, your sauna for life. What's that mean?
Well, that means that it's a Minnesota-based company, and it really, they'll be 100 years old in the next couple of years here, and they're made in Cokato, Minnesota. The nice thing with the sauna, there isn't just one to pick from. You can design it. You can build your own. You can do a custom cut. There's all different sizes and shapes. It's way easier than you think to own this.
And you're going
to
feel better for life.
It does some amazing things. Every time you sit in a sauna, it releases your body's natural endorphins. That's why you going to get that runner's high. It's addictive, but that also boosts your immune system. It increases your circulation. Here's a big one. You're sweating out toxins. And I've talked to farmers who have used, when they've used the sauna for the first time, what do you suppose it smells like in the sauna? Like Roundup or herbicides. That's the metals coming out of the body. Just think about that for a minute.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you. Ace promo code gets you up to $2,000 off. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, now Devil's Lake 2.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Gary is your source for the outstanding Shivers performance system. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers performance system.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Telephone number is 800-228-0550. Do you know talk radio was the first social media? It really was. Because it was interactive. You can never talk back to your TV. You can't talk back to your newspaper.
The DJ would never play the request you wanted.
Exactly right. How great was it when you requested a song and then it came on?
Oh, man. That was, as a kid, that was the greatest.
Man alive, was it ever.
I remember going to school the next day and saying, MG Kelly played the song. MG Kelly played my song. Couldn't believe it.
Truly amazing. Anyway, telephone number is 800-228-0550. Actually, it's 228-0550. That's the local number, 258-0550. Got it? 701-258-0550. Or the toll-free is 800-228-0550. You can also text me today at 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. It's National Radio Day, so we're celebrating there a little bit. And here's a voice. It was a legend on WCCO Radio in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Roll on.
Yes, sir, it is. The Cannon Mess. The last radio show. I've been thinking of some titles here. Mess Redux. What do you think, lad? No. How about the Moribund Mess, Ma?
Well, that sings.
Yeah. The Last Rites on a Can of Mess. We'll think about it.
Such a legend.
Yeah, he sure was. He had all his characters, Ma Linger, being one of the more famous ones. I was at WCCO one time for a tour. And Cannon was on the air, and he pulled the drapes into the studio. And everybody else, would, you could look in through the window into the studio. He pulled the drapes, like, no, you're not watching me. And that kind of, introvert thing going on the radio. What a voice.
He didn't want anybody to see him do his Backlash LaRue or Ma Linger. Or,
yeah, Backlash LaRue. Right. There was another one. Good ones. You have any radio favorites, any radio memories you want to share, you can give us a call. Or give us a text today on What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part by H.A. Thompson and Sons. So H.A. Thompson and Sons has been doing what they've been doing since 1908. And part of what they're doing right now is helping individuals that own and operate buildings save money. They maintain the mechanical heating and cooling systems in most of these, over 600 of those now throughout the Northern Plains. A few others, they've done so well at that. The companies you know have said, would you do this one too? And how about that one? Because they're so good at it. And they're good at saving these companies money. So the companies get a level price for this maintenance. And what H.A. Thompson & Sons does, maintain that equipment so well it lasts well beyond what it otherwise would. Because that's the level of care you get when you do the manufacturers recommended service. So that's what they do, and they're doing it extremely well. Fargo, Grand Forks, Squinor, Newtown, Minot. Obviously, Bismarck, been there from the beginning. HATandSons.com or call 223-3393 on What's on Your Mind. All right. A couple of texts I'll get to, and then a call. My favorite radio moment. It was 2016 when Steve Hallstrom, who does the Need to Know Morning Show on AM 1100 The Flag, our Eastern North Dakota flagship, made the live announcement that Donald Trump had defeated Hillary Clinton. That was quite a night, wasn't it? Oh, my goodness. That was. This is a good example of radio being a companion. A night like that when you're just watching everything and you want to know. Yeah. So true. Carl Mund all the way, says another texter. North Dakota strong. I'm sure it's been difficult even to come forward. Can't believe it's been a year. Yeah, pretty amazing. Texter says, maybe instead of just giving up on church because of the Pennsylvania scandal, maybe relook at your church choices. Since this is mostly taking part in Catholic churches, then maybe you should switch to a different denomination, like Lutheran, Evangelical, Evangelical Free, Baptist, or Assemblies. Well, sure. I mean, that's obviously everybody's free choice, but again, that's taking it out on the church. That's suggesting that somehow the church, thousands of years of teaching, has dropped the ball. That's sort of like pulling a Martin Luther, right? I'm going to go do my own thing here. And you know what? This is a free country. But that's sort of what I was talking about. I wouldn't dissuade anybody from making a free choice on their church. But I don't think you automatically blame the church. I think you blame human beings. Human beings that did this, who should be in jail, and human beings that covered it up, who have culpability as well. I'm not enough of a lawyer to know whether that's a significant civil, criminal, or whatever it is, but it ought to be taken care of. It ought to be. And you know what? I would say the same thing about school teachers. Now, there's a scandal that continues. Headlines in the last couple of weeks here in West Fargo. I mean, it happens in every state, many school districts, where teachers are, you know, abusing kids that are too young. Now, I'm amazed at the penalties sometimes on these. You know, and you know, what administrators know what, when, what's happening, you know. So, wherever this happens, I'll be taken care of. Another texture, very delicate question for you and your listeners. But does the requirements of not marrying and that you have to be male to become a Catholic priest have anything to do with this conversation? I don't think so. I think, again, that assumes that, gosh, if you just gave them that assumes they're in prison, right? I mean, because they can't marry, they're in prison. They're married to the church. They're married to the church. So there's very, very, very distinct teaching about why that is. And mainly in the Catholic Church, it's a sacrament. So, you know, the anointing of the sick, you have, weddings, that's a sacrament. You have confession, you have, the sacrament of communion. So they're married to the church, and they're having to perform all those, you know, they get to perform all those sacraments. They would have to pick between spouses if they were married. Right? The one where I'm the head of this church and I'm the pastor here and I do all that and my wife, and with the sacraments, that's a lot to ask. So I know that's a question that comes up. I just don't think that's that's necessarily the right answer at all. What else do we have here? Yeah, here's another one. Seems like priests should be able to marry. I think the pedophilia goes on because that's where the boys are. No, I don't. Again, I'd suggest somehow if they're married, then they wouldn't be pedophiles. I think that's something in the brain that's just not right, you know, at all. Completely different. But anyway, appreciate the thought. It comes up a lot. Brigitte Gabriel has a new book. You're going to like it. It's next. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndieBlackPoleGuy.com, and to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season, or email Jim@IndieBlackPoleGuy.com, and thank you.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's national security advisor says it's true that Russia is again trying to meddle in the 2018 U.S. midterm elections. But John Bolton says three other countries are doing the same.
Well, I can say definitively that it's a sufficient national security concern about Chinese meddling, Iranian meddling, and North Korean meddling that we're taking steps to try and prevent it.
Bolton speaking in an interview he gives to ABC's This Week while in Jerusalem.
Those are the four countries that we're most concerned about.
Bolton referring to four, including Russia. At least one member of the U.S.-led coalition has been killed in an American military helicopter crash in Iraq early today. A number of other people aboard the chopper were injured. Officials say it was conducting what they call a partnered counterterrorism mission at the time. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm fat when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Down, not on National Radio Day. You can't.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, brought to you by, powered by MyPillow. That's right, MyPillow. Have you marked Saturday on your calendar to see Michael Lindell in Bismarck at Shiloh? I hope you have. A faith and family rally with the one, the only, Mike Lindell, who's going to join us on the air this week to talk up all that great fun. So be listening for that, but circle Saturday on your calendar. We'll have a grand old time. We're also powered by MyPillow. He invented it, as you know. And right now they have two premium pillows. The premium, by the way, is the best MyPillow you can get, and you can't get it anywhere else other than MyPillow.com. No store will you see a premium MyPillow. Now, you'll see a standard pillow, other pillows in there, economical, but they're not the premium. They're not the one that Todd and I rave about here on the radio. So remember that. So you get two of those, and you get two of the go-anywhere pillows. That's like a travel pillow. And it's 50% off. You just go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. You can remember that, right? MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028 is the telephone number. 60-day money-back guarantee and up to 50% off everything they sell. So that's a great deal. All right, our next guest is Brigitte Gabriel. We've had Brigitte on several times, and people will say, please have her back. Well, here you go. My National Radio Day present to you is the author of Rise, In Defense of Judeo-Christian Values and Freedom. Rise is her new book, Brigitte Gabriel. Hello, Brigitte, how are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm delighted to be back with you.
Nice to have you on the program. As always, we appreciate it. Any questions for Brigitte, bring them on. Text me at 701-367-2054 or call us at 800-228-0550. What do you want to accomplish with Rise? Why'd you write this book?
Rise is a rallying cry to bring together all Americans who are concerned about what's happening in this country to stand up in her defense and in defense of our Judeo-Christian values and freedoms. Scott, America as we know it is being transformed before our very eyes. The flag that once flew on every street corner is now considered a hate symbol on college campuses. Athletes who used to break out in tears of pride during the national anthem are now kneeling in protest. Patriotism is seen as hateful. Freedom of speech is being eliminated by the tyranny of tolerance. And police are being targeted by criminals while the mainstream media victimizes their killers. Our public schools are used to promote Islamic propaganda inside the classroom. Unvetted immigration. I can go on and on. I vote Rise because people are so frustrated. People who love this country, people like us who love America, respect our founding fathers, who are flag-loving, national anthem respecting, veteran honoring, a police officer appreciating. People like us are frustrated and say, what can I do? I'm educated. I see what's happening in the country. What can I do? In my book, Rise, I not only lay the problems facing our country, but at the end of every chapter, no matter what I'm talking about, whether it's freedom of speech, whether it's immigration, border control, Islamic terrorism, I give a rise up and act. I give points, things you can do to make a difference for the country so you can become a voice affecting your community and our nation.
Absolutely. Now, if people say, no big deal, I don't need to worry about that, what's the consequence when you go through that list of things that concern you? And certainly, you know, we talk a lot about the flag, and the NFL has brought that decision back, and, you know, the disdain for law enforcement. I think we all could go through a long list here. But if we don't rise, what happens? What do you see being the logical conclusion of that?
Well, we're losing our country, and here is why. A lot of people sat on the sideline, a lot of decent people like us who listen to talk radio, who watch the news, who are very well informed. Obviously, every single person listening to this radio program understands what's happening in our country. That's why they listen to your show, Scott. They understand the problem that we are facing, but the problem on the right is they do not know what to do with the information. The left is very organized. The left organizes their people, brings them together, gives them marching orders, tells them what to do, and they have been very active. Who would have thought in our country we're going to get to a point where you couldn't even say Merry Christmas? I mean, thank God we have somebody like President Donald Trump who brought back the joy and the freedom to be able to say Merry Christmas. And you still get an evil eye from some lefty who has disdain to our Judeo-Christian principles and values. And this is why I wrote Rise, because I want to bring people together. I want to empower people together to rise up and know what they can do to make a difference.
Your own story is pretty amazing, and I think the passion that you have and you bring whenever we talk, and the you know, this book is a prime example of that, and there are many others. But tell people a little bit about how you became the Brigitte Gabriel author of Rise.
Wow. Well, 9/11 was a defining moment for the United States. But 9/11 was especially a defining moment for me because I understand what happens when people turn a blind eye to evil, thinking it's not going to happen to me, it's all the way over there. You see, my 9/11 happened to me in Lebanon in 1975 when radical Islamists blew up my home, bringing it down, burying me under the rubble wounded as they shouted Allahu Akbar. I ended up in a hospital for 2.5 months, and as I laid in a hospital bed, hooked up to IVs, going from one surgery to another, I would ask my father, why did they do this to us? And my father would tell me, because we are Christians, the Muslims consider us infidels, and they want to kill us. So I learned since I was a 10-year-old little girl that I am wanted dead simply because I was born into the Christian faith and lived in a Christian town. I ended up living in a bomb shelter underground in an 8-by-10 room without electricity, without water, and very little food. And that's where I lived for 7 years of my life, from the age of 10 till the age of 17, robbed of my youth. To get some greenery, to get some salad, we would crawl out under the bombs and dig out dandelions that grew around our bomb shelter because it was the only greenery we had to eat. To get some water, we would crawl under snipers' bullets to a nearby spring to get some water. This became my life. Thank God I ended up surviving. I ended up moving to Israel, and from Israel I came to the United States by marriage. And I thought I left all the crazies behind. I'm going to start a new life in America, and it's going to be amazing. And I did. September 11th was not only a defining moment to America, it was a defining moment for me. On that day, my young daughter came home from school, who was around my age when I was wounded. And she said, Mommy, why did they do this to us? As we were watching the images of the World Trade Center come down again and again. And Scott, I had to look into my daughter's eyes and repeat to her exactly what my father said to me. They hate us because they consider us infidels and they want to kill us. Here we were, two generations apart. I was a young Lebanese girl. She's a young American girl. I spoke Arabic. She speaks English. 8,000 miles apart, two continents apart, 30 years apart. And I had to repeat to my daughter the same words my father said to me. That day was my defining moment. That's the day I vowed that I will do everything I can to make sure that my daughter will never, ever look into her child's eyes and repeat to him or to her what my daddy said to me and what I had to say to her. That day I was reborn again as an activist. So I started an organization called Act for America out of my guest bedroom. Today, Act for America is the largest national security organization in the United States. With 1 million members, we have passed 100 bills on the federal level as well as on the state level to secure America. People can go to our website, actforamerica.org, and get involved. And even better, people can order my book, Rise, in Defense of Judeo-Christian Values and Freedom, and not only be educated about issues, but also they will find links to our website, steps they can take to secure our country, because it doesn't take many to change the world. It only takes a dedicated few. And always remember, 2% of the passionate will always rule the 98% indifferent. So be one of the passionate. Get this book, Rise, read it today, and get engaged.
No kidding. A couple of things that you suggest people do. You have a plan in here. That really is an action plan. Talk a little bit about what you want people to do to fight the forces that aim to undermine our nation.
Oh, my goodness. In every chapter, at the end of the chapter, I have a rise up and act. For example, regarding freedom of speech, which is now being eroded on all levels in America, freedom of speech is under assault right now. At the end of that chapter, for example, I talk about the Free Speech Defense Act that most people don't even know about. We passed that bill in 11 states. And the bill we introduced says it's to protect freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and the free expression by shielding authors, journalists, bloggers, radio hosts like you, and artists from foreign libel judgments originating in jurisdictions that do not afford the same protection as the First Amendments of the U.S. Constitution. Right now, there are people overseas suing authors and pundits in America and writers who write about these types of issues overseas to drag them in lawsuits to London, to Australia, etc., to silence us. Publishing houses are afraid to publish books regarding national security because they are afraid of being sued. Many, many bills like that that people are not aware of. For example, we now have a bill in Congress that says the Serve and Protect Act, which will penalize anybody who would hurt a police officer, and if you kill a police officer, you're going to serve a minimum of 15 years in jail. These type of bills every American needs to be aware of so they can call their elected official and say, I want you to co-sponsor this bill. I want you to vote for this bill so together we can save our country. I have a chapter on schools, what's happening in our schools, and what you can do to fight the problems in our schools, the indoctrination, the brainwashing happening by leftist professors. I have a chapter on immigration and what you can do to help with immigration, border control, refugee resettlement, the Southern Poverty Law Center and the business of fake hate, for example, and many, you know, the lamestream media and Soros funding, the leftist Islamist coalition and how the left and the Islamists are now coming together against America. And again, in each chapter, I give points. You can do three things you can do under 10 minutes to make a difference for the country.
Ronald Reagan once said, freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. And Rajiv Gabriel wrote the book, so you are armed with ideas, facts, things you can do to make sure that you live up to what Ronald Reagan was talking about. More with Brigitte Gabriel after a break. The book is called Rise, in Defense of Judeo-Christian Values and Freedom. More after this.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India State Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm plan in the family. protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping their assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
No summer is complete without a trip to Medora. Folks, get there and get there quick because summer's slipping away. Here's Justin to tell us a little bit about what's new at Medora. And there's a lot, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely, Scott. You not only have to see the new Medora musical with a big patriotic finale, but in downtown Medora, we have new shows like Todd Oliver and his talking dog, Carl and Greta's cowboy sing-along for girls and boys to have a little fun. And, man, even a wonderful work show about Harold Schaefer. There's a ton of new stuff in downtown Medora. You have to stay a few nights.
The famous Medora musical, the greatest show in the West always. It is a must-see, and with summer slipping away, just make plans to get there and take that in and everything else, including some of those great new things that Justin is telling you about, too. 1-800-MEDORA-1 is the number to call for tickets. 1-800-MEDORA-1 or go online to Medora.com. Thanks, Justin.
Bully.
Bully for Medora.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Our friends at High Plains Apache help us on What's on Your Mind, and we help them by getting the word out about the best sprayer money can buy. That's the Apache sprayer. They have been longtime sponsors here, and we appreciate them, and we also appreciate that Apache sprayer. It's got that light footprint, got a great warranty. You're in the field when your neighbors aren't. It's top shelf. It really is. And by the way, at High Plains Apache, the 2019s are in. They have the new 40 series, new look now, along with new features, financing, leasing available on the sprayers, and there's some used sprayers as well on hand at High Plains Apache. If anyone's looking there, they can take good care of you. When you spray as much as you do, you need support from the folks that know spray application, and nobody knows spray application like the guys at High Plains Apache. In Mandan, call them at 663-2375, across from Culver's there. Also, the new Culver's, and also exit 60 south of Fargo I-29, but online anytime at highplainsapache.com. More of our conversation now with Brigitte Gabriel. She has written the book Rise. However you choose to rise in defense of everything we believe in, please do. Please do. And I think Brigitte's own story of what she had to endure should be motivation enough for us to do just that. I think some people, a lot of people in this country, when I talk about Ronald Reagan's axiom that freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction, they just take it for granted. They don't believe that. They don't think it could happen. But everything you chronicle in this book, Brigitte, says it can happen. And in fact, is on its way to happening if we don't prevent against it, right?
Exactly. And it's like I say in the motto on the website of the book, it says, you never really own freedom. You only preserve it for the next generation. And this is exactly why we need to understand what we have. You see, Scott, immigrants, legal immigrants like me, who put blood, sweat, equity across the oceans to get to our country and earn the right and the privilege to be Americans, appreciate the freedom that this country offers us. Because we left tyranny, because we left corruption, because we left thugs who control our country and dictators, because we left being able, being muzzled by dictators, to be able to come to a country that afforded us to have free speech, that affords us to practice our faith, no matter what faith that faith is. I happen to be a Christian, but America welcomes everybody into this nation. But right now, what's happening is we have immigrants coming here who do not, we have criminal aliens, not immigrants, who do not appreciate our country and what it has to offer. We're taking refugees who do not share our value system and do not want to be American, just happened to come here because they thought they're all going to be millionaires, and now they are revolting against us, resenting us, and we are lowering our standards to accommodate theirs. This is why people in America need to understand, especially people who have never traveled out of this country, who have never had to suffer what people like me have to suffer, and I pray that you never have to experience what I went through. But please understand that America is God's gift to the universe. There is no place on earth like America, no matter what problems we have. And we have problems, like all people do, like all countries do. But despite everything, we are still the best nation on earth. And America is worth fighting for. And, you know, I have a plaque on my desk that says, footprints in history aren't made sitting down. We need to be engaged. We need to be active. We need to be involved. We need to understand what we can do to make a difference for the country. It's not enough to listen to talk radio and watch Fox News and say, okay, I'm informed. You know, I'm going to go vote in 2 years. A lot of things can happen between the voting every 2 years. You can make a lot of difference by pressing your elected officials to pass legislation, by organizing boycotts against certain advertisers who support programs that hate America, apologize for America, demote America. This is not what we want in our nation. It's time to come together and say, this is not the great America that used to be the great America. Now we have a president who wants America great again. We need to stand with him, support him, and do everything we can to ensure that America is preserved in the vision that our founding fathers envisioned it to be. And many of them, by the way, died broke, giving everything they have in order for us to have the country that we have today. The least we can do is preserve it for the next generation. I urge everybody listening, if this message resonates with you, please get the book Rise. It's available on Amazon.com. You can order it immediately and become involved, become engaged, and become active and start making a difference for our country.
I only have a minute left, but I have two questions. One is on the New Mexico compound where this radical jihadist is down there training kids to be school shooters and killed a little boy that had been evidently kidnapped from Georgia. Is this rare? And by the way, the judges, everybody's outraged at the, number one, the media stopped covering this and the judge gives him some light treatment here. But is this a one-off, rare, or are there more of these going on?
Well, we know there are more compounds in the United States that we have talked about for years, like Jamaat al-Fukra compound. You know, one of the most famous one is in called Islamburg in the Catskills in New York. But what's important and interesting about the story in New Mexico, the boy that was killed by his own father. This is what people miss. If these people are willing to do religious ceremonies on their own children and kill them, do you think they have any feelings towards your children? This is what we are dealing with. We're dealing with people who have no conscience. And for this guy, this terrorist thug, to be out on bail, that judge should be locked up. If this guy does anything to hurt other people, the blood of the victim should be on the hands of this judge who let him out. And by the way, one of the other suspects has been in this country illegally for 20 years. Illegally.
Oh, my gosh. Exactly. And media, get on this story. I mean, the political correctness in the media ignoring this is unbelievable. Brigitte Gabriel, thank you. Great book, Rise. We appreciate you as always. More after this, folks.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Join the best team in the West, MBI Energy Services, with immediate openings for diesel mechanics, lube techs, and traveling mechanics. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI provides excellent pay, benefits, and training, and is a strong supporter of our local communities. Apply today at MBIEnergyServices.com. MBIEnergyServices.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.